Started what?
Starts with N.
Yeah. I said Nancy, I was going to.
Nelly?
Yeah, Nelly. Man, can you know, a lot of times that funny man can't think of something like that.
Oh, it's hard.
If you just hear stuff that somewhere every day or so, you still can't.
Well, you can't get it when you want it.
It's right there.
If a boy is named William when he's a little bitty fellow, what will he probably be called?
Oh, he'll probably be called Bill.
And how about, oh, if he's about this tall?
Oh, I'd probably call him Billy.
Do you have anybody around here named R-A-L-P-H?
R-A?
R-A-L-P-H?
Ralph?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Is that common?
Oh, not so much anymore as it used to be.
How about M-A-T-T-H-E-W?
M-A-T-T-H-E-W. What's that spell? M-A?
M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
Matthew?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that a common name?
Oh, not too much. About 20 families all I know of.
Do you have a family around here named C-O-O-P-E-R?
Copper?
Cooper or Cooper?
Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
C-O.
Mm-hmm.
C-O-O-P-E-R?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you call a woman?
You mean of this Cooper family, what did I call her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I call her Miss Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call a fellow who, let's say, he's a carpenter now and then, but he's not a very good carpenter, and this isn't his business, really.
Oh.
Would you call him a carpenter, or a special kind of a carpenter, or?
Part-time carpenter. A lot of them would be called jiggly carpenter.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
Crossboard, something like that.
That's kind of like I am.
What does that mean, a jackal?
You think about a jack of all trades. You try to do all of them and can't do none of them too good. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah, that's me too. Let's see. More of these terms of relation. My mother's sister would be what to me?
You what now?
My mother's sister.
Well, that should be your aunt, wouldn't you?
And if my father had a brother named William, he'd be my...
He should be your uncle.
Uncle what?
Uncle William. Or Uncle Bill.
What was Eisenhower before he became president?
Oh, he was in the service. I believe he was a general.
And the man who presides over the county court?
Judge. County judge.
Mm-hmm. A boy who's going to school?
Oh, he'd be a schoolboy.
Mm-hmm. And if he goes on to college, then he's a...
College boy.
Mm-hmm. Student?
Yeah, college student.
A girl who works in an office and takes dictation and writes
letters.
Secretary. Mm-hmm. We say, we're not Canadian, we're not Mexican, we are...
Americans.
Mm-hmm. Are there any people around here of other nationalities?
You mean live in this community?
Yeah, in this general area.
Oh, we got a few... I guess they claim they're Russians. They was born over in Russia, you know, when their parents come over.
You call them anything special?
No, we just consider them as a people, that's all.
Mm-hmm. How about Indians? Do you have those around here?
A few part blood. Mm-hmm. You know.
Any special training for these?
In them. No, not I know of. really you can't hardly tell it when you're looking at the cheekbones, you know. Mm-hmm. You gotta pick one of them out.
Any special term for a white person who isn't much good for anything? Doesn't take any part in anything, sort of lives in a rundown place.
Well, he can be called a lot of names. Kind of worthless and no good server. I don't think that's the one you want, though.
I was wondering if it's anything like white trash or.
That could be.
How about a person from the back country who just doesn't know very much about civilized ways?
Oh, you might say he's backwoodsy or something like that. I believe that's a word.
And who delivers your mail?
Mail care.
If a light bulb was burned out up there and you got a ladder to put a new one in, you lose your balance for a minute and you catch it again, you're what, and you holler and your wife says, "What's the matter?" What would you say?